Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Nick and JP back with you. I think I am with Kevin Durant where most people seem to be with LeBron.
Oh, I don't even know what direction you're going with this because I'm not tired of LeBron, but I think you're going to tell me you're tired of Kevin Durant. Are people tired of LeBron?
I don't want to say that I'm tired of Kevin Stefanski. Freudian slip. Kevin Durant. I've seen it. I get it. He's no longer the Kevin Durant that I think was so dominant. It was just, you couldn't not watch him. And I just don't want to watch, like, the fact that the Cavs are playing a cheap facsimile of Kevin Durant tonight doesn't do it for me the way that maybe 30-year-old Durant did it for
me. Well, we're in the podcast days, but he's still averaging 26 a game. I mean, it's year 18 for Durant averaging 26 a game on 60% from the field.
Man, I'm not trying to be that guy, but what made Durant watchable was the fact that he was a great two-way player. Like, he was a great defensive player that could make ridiculous things happen. Since the Achilles, he's not been that same player. And honestly, even in terms of what he does offensively, again, still a high-level skill player.
Yeah, he's still scoring a ton.
But it's just not, it doesn't look the same.
I like this version of him with the Rockets, though. I do. I like how tall and massive that lineup is when they go 6'7" and bigger.
I was like, he's always been this tall. 6'7".
No. 6'7". Been a while since we've done that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Geez.
But not the kids.
Apparently they're still doing it, is what you tell me.
They are still doing the 6'7".
I don't exist around any, like, I don't know, 10-year-olds ever. So
wait till Char starts doing it. She's like,
it's gonna exist.
And you gotta do the juggle up there.
Yeah, not a bad impression ever either. Yeah.
It's hard for me to get that voice up that
hour. But I love that. I love the big lineup that they have. And I think that's just the Rockets are fun for me. I don't know why they're fun for me, but they're fun for me. But with Durant in this age that he's now existed, I feel like he's come around to being more endearing, and I didn't know we'd get there with him. There was a time where I thought he just kind of sucked as a human, and there was a time I thought he just kind of wasn't the most enjoyable thing to be around, and I've just kind of had a reverse course on him. And maybe this is part of what LeBron was for a lot of people at the very end, where you're like, it's been around for so long, I have to just make sure I appreciate it, but I'm at a different spot with Durant than I used to be.
So it's interesting.
With Curry, too, by the way. Same thing with Curry for me.
I mean,
I like Steph Curry way more than I ever did, let's say, even a decade ago. I'm now like, Steph seems pretty cool.
I put those two in the same bucket as ball players, but I agree with you on Durant the person. Whether it's Kay Adams' podcast, whether it's his own podcast, I think it's called The Boardroom. I do like Kevin more now. He doesn't seem as thin-skinned as previously. I guess maybe it is. I think I might be the point where, and I've fought against this for a while, because I think I understand that NBA fans might be over the older generation of players. My response has always been, it's good for the NBA. Having four generations of superstars in the NBA, if we consider every 6 years a generation of superstar, having roughly four of those in the NBA at a time is good for the NBA, even if LeBron is 75% of what he used to be. I don't even think it's about the players. I think it's about the coverage of them.
Well, so that's interesting, though, because I don't know how Durant's going to be looked at 15, 25 years from now. Like that to me is confusing. And I feel like you talk about like these superstars and every six years we get one of them. Like LeBron's got his place in there. Steph Curry's got his place in there. I think Giannis has even at this point carved out an interesting little pocket where he'll be remembered for a million years. Jokic is starting to be in some of the top 10 all time conversations. But like when it comes to Durant, he's accomplished everything you can accomplish, but everyone just looks at him as you ring chased, you got it, and you didn't get your own. And so like I get the perception that 15 years from now, 20 years from now, we're not going to be like, is he a top 15 player of all time?
So I tend to think time is the utmost, like it's kindest to the, like the best players. So I almost would say like a guy like Barkley won an MVP, but never won an NBA title. I don't think time's been incredibly kind to his legacy.
Well, his TV appearances have been.
Well,
and yeah, that helped a lot.
But again, I think that's almost overshadowed his playing career.
Well, so I wonder, though, like if that's Durant's role, though, if it ends up being something like that, where he would have Barkley wouldn't have been forgotten. He dominated for too long of a stretch, but he was also in that secondary tier in a way that we're talking about with Durant. Like he might need another hook to stay relevant for 30 more years.
So there's a name that I'm going to throw out. And obviously this name has changed because he passed away. But he was the player that I gauge great players on because I don't think he was a top 10 player in his time. Meaning like when he left the game, I don't think he was a top 10 all-time player. That's changed because he's passed. Because people now have bumped him up. But for me, a long time, my superstar test was, do I think you're better than Kobe?
Yeah, and Durant fails that test.
I think Durant versus Kobe's a fascinating conversation. I would probably, if you said I could have one of those two players, I'd probably take Durant.
From an accomplishment standpoint, Durant is left in the dust.
I mean, Kobe, three of his titles were because of Shaq.
That's not how it's perceived at all.
Well, no, because he died. I'm not trying to be insensitive,
No, I don't know. You love Shaq. Shaq was your favorite player growing up. There's a lot more people that think that Shaq was there with Kobe than Kobe was there with Shaq.
Because they didn't watch the thing in real time and because Kobe's passed. I'm not trying to be insensitive at all.
But even from MVPs down to titles, though, Kobe's left Durant in the dust in that.
I mean, Durant's got two titles. Listen, Kobe's got two titles.
I'm not... Excuse me?
Kobe was the best player on two championship teams. Kevin Durant was
you're
the
rage
best
baiting
player.
Me right now. He's rage baiting. Mac, is he rage baiting me right now?
I am not rage baiting you.
He's rage baiting me right now. Oh, you guys are both rage baiting me right now.
I'm not.
You're acting like Kobe was like the eighth player off the bench and just along for the ride.
No, he's just not the best player on three of the five championship teams he played on.
Man, I hate this take from you. That's fine. Shaq was your favorite player growing up. I'm not going to be able to like
Shaq
talk this one out of you.
Was the better player for both of the first two titles, at the very least. Shaq was the face of those teams. Kobe was a very good player. I'm not trying to take anything away from Kobe, but from those titles, it's not even just about perception. Shaq was otherworldly.
He was your favorite player growing up. I think you're remembering that a little bit differently.
No, I'm not. I'm remembering
It's not my memory of it at all. My memory of it was they were a tandem. They hated each other. They didn't get along with each other at all, but they were a tandem. It was a Batman-Robin type thing, but Kobe was not the one playing Robin in that role.
That's exactly why they broke up, is he wanted to be traded so he wouldn't be Robin to Shaq's Batman anymore.
No,
that's why that fell apart.
No, it fell apart because they didn't get along at all. I think it bothered Shaq in many ways, as it probably should, that he was more, Kobe was a much more beloved Laker than Shaq ever was and ever will be. That's not even a debate.
216-474-0092. Let's get back to Kevin Durant.
So we just take away three titles?
We don't take them away, but he didn't get credit for them as the lead star. He wasn't the alpha on those teams.
That's insane. I just strongly disagree, but go ahead.
The lead in 5 minutes?
Oh, we ran out of time, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.